time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. It is Monday. Beautiful day here in Central Texas. I hope it's good for where you're at. It's been hot down here. We're in those days where it feels like drought. But anyway, we're here. And when you live up in Alice's country, you walk on snow and it's crunchy. You live in Texas and the grass gets so dry in the summer that it crunches. So crunch going wherever you're at. Don't know why I brought that up. Anyway, it's good to have you here with us, and we're so pleased to have you as listeners. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're so grateful to have you as a listener. Our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. And today's topic is very timely and very important. We have as our guest, honored to have, Regina Lowry. She's president and CEO of Dietrix. Dietrix is a financial technology company that enables secure financial transactions for institutions that are wiring back and forth. So it's the Dietrix platform. There's some others out there that have kind of similar services, but nothing quite like hers. Now we're going to get into wire fraud, how to avoid it. Important discussion. If you own a business wiring money, you will want to stay tuned to the Hot Topic segment. I want to also say how proud we are to be a part of the Industry Syndicate. Check out industrysyndicate.com. There was a conference call of all of us that are part of that, of the Industry Syndicate that are doing podcasts. Really pleased to be a part of this. One of the founders there, get refers to as the old man of the group, but that's all right. With age comes hopefully some respect, but we're thrilled. And there's some great content out there at industrysyndicate.com. Check it out. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America and the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Black Knight. In today's competitive market, it is so critical for lenders to be delivered decision quality business intelligence to the right employees at the right time. To answer this demand, Black Knight has created and developed an actionable intelligence platform to deliver data that drives growth and reduces costs. When I saw it drives growth, I started thinking about how much growth is going on with so many companies, but how much more effective you can be if you're receiving actionable intelligence and doing so through a platform such that Black Knight offers. Check them out at blacknightinc.com. Good to have them as sponsors. Also, Open Mortgage, the leading buyer of reverse mortgages and the home of some of the top LOs. Grateful to have them as a sponsor. And Finastra. This last week, both Beth, who's the president of the mortgage company, of my consulting business, and I flew to Orlando this last week, and we got to be with Finastra and a team of consultants that support that company. They laid out their vision for what they're doing. And I got to tell you, they're opening up their APIs in a way that I'm not sure anyone has ever done this. You know, you look at the different leading LOS providers, and they do that to a certain degree. But man, open has a lot of different variations in how actual open it is. You got to check out what is going on at Finastra. Go get a hold of Dan Putney or any of his sales team and learn what's happening there. And then, of course, go to our webpage and take a look at the video to understand how the mobile app, the MortgageBot mobile app, is making such a powerful impact. They say it is competing even stronger than their major companies out there. Won't mention names. Sounds like Quicken Mortgage and all of that sort of stuff. Their product, their mobile app, is actually stronger is what they're professing. And I've seen it. This is pretty strong. So check it out. Finastra.com. Also, our newest sponsor, ResX Warehouse Lending. There, slow down, say that right. A division of United Bank. We had Ken Jones on last week. Be sure to go back and listen to that podcast. It was excellent. And a lot of information about the warehouse reviews. And that's last week's podcast. If you didn't listen to it, be sure to do so. Also, Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. We are members of both of these very exciting co-ops. And these co-ops give you, as a member, an opportunity to be up close and personal with industry leaders, people like LaRegina. LaRegina is a part of the Mortgage Collaborative. And you look at these kind of companies, and one of the things the Collaborative has, TMC, the Mortgage Collaborative, has these things called collabs, very powerful. Now, next week, starting on Sunday, I'm going to be up in Seattle at the Lenders One Co-op Summer Conference, very excited. And then I believe the TMC has theirs coming up a few weeks later in Nashville. But we'll be all together and encourage you to check out both of these co-ops. Do get involved with these co-ops. It's different than being a part of the MBA. I love MBA conferences. This is a nice addition to your networking and forming what I think is more meaningful relationships. Also, Belma, an efficient mortgage marketing email platform. Appreciate Belma and the team there, as well as Knowledge Coop. Ken Perry does a great job of creating an actionable platform that allows you to train your people and do so in a way that's as entertaining and engaging as you can find out there. Also, Vidyard is an online video platform for businesses. It allows you to communicate internally with LOs and with borrowers, doing so through video. You know, there is like a 40x gain on connecting with your audience if you use video. So important that you consider video and you use it. Also, we have AI Assist, powered by Conversica, as a sponsor. Thrilled to have that. We also had them on as guests a few weeks ago. Also, a special thank you goes out to Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe for their contributions each week to the podcast. Let's get a word from Rob Van Raphorst of the MBA with the MBA Mortgage Minute. Rob, what you got?
Hi, I'm Rob Van Raphorst. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute and the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, the CFPB released an advance notice of proposed rulemaking to consider how to best replace the QM patch, which is set to expire in January of 2021. MBA released a statement welcoming CFPB's efforts because the patch is expiring. We firmly believe it is important that the patch not be allowed to expire without an effective replacement that preserves access to qualified mortgages for creditworthy borrowers. MBA will continue our conversations with CFPB and FHFA to ensure there is an effective replacement for the QM patch. Also last week, President Trump signed into law the Protecting Affordable Mortgages for Veterans Act of 2019. This new law corrects a legislative drafting error that prevented VA-guaranteed loans from being eligible for Ginnie Mae pooling. MBA's president and CEO Bob Brooksmith released a statement praising the president. We have worked tirelessly on this issue and with the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. Because of this legislation, the VA home loan marketplace can remain liquid, stable, and affordable for our nation's veterans. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Les Parker and his partnership with Gary Kent Trebone does a great job of producing a macro view of the markets. Let's get over to Les Parker with the TM Spotlight in this week's macro view of the markets.
TM Spotlight Soundbite is brought to you by Ainsworth Advisors, an easing course with the speed of sound, a cloud of doubt, and a feeble they owe silver.
The Lone Ranger.
Will the Lone Ranger of last resort, a.k.a. the Federal Reserve, disappoint U.S. stocks when it eases 25 basis points instead of 50? How many dream of giving more loans to those that already owe? Has flooding the world with liquidity and loans over the last dozen years created growth and inflation? What is it when someone keeps repeating an action while expecting a different result? Will the Lone Ranger's fresh round of liquidity give us prosperity? The Fed says...
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
These views are my own. Go to tmspotlight.com to subscribe to my daily newsletter.
Oh, that was good, Les.
Yeah. Trying to figure out when to jump in there. Good job, Les Parker, on that segment. Joe Farr, good to have you here this week. What you got on going on the markets, my friend?
Well, it's a quiet morning so far. MBS prices are unchanged on the day. The Dow's up about 50 points and no significant economic data came out today. So, again, a pretty quiet day so far. Looking at last week, Dave, there were really pretty significant events to track, but really none of them managed to move mortgage rates much. For the week, there was essentially no change in rates. The thing that had the biggest effect on the market was early in the morning on Thursday when the European Central Bank completed its meeting. The statement issued, it was dovish and caused an immediate reaction favorable for mortgage rates, but the statement really was very consistent with what had been laid out at a conference about a month before. So when the market absorbed all that, kind of reversed the rally a bit. And then after the statement was released, Mario Draghi's conference followed. And he basically, his comments kind of added to the pullback in the improvement rates. As expected, his comments led the market to believe an expectation, or led the market to anticipate accommodation in the future. He made the comment that he stands ready to add further stimulus, yeah, including asset purchases if needed. So it was a good statement for markets, but since it was so similar to what had been laid out in the previous meeting, it wasn't a big surprise. Now, his comments did have an impact on U.S. markets in that it led to a reduction in the degree of expectation for a 50 basis point Fed cut. Before his comments, there was about a 20%
probability. 30%.
And it fell to close to 20 after his comments. Now, they've since recovered. In fact, this morning I saw they were back up to 27%. So the economic data that came out last week really, as I mentioned, had very little impact on the pricing. Single-family residents, sales of previously owned single-family residents fell 1.5% in May, a little more than expected. Sales of new homes rebounded from what was a very bad May, but the amount of the rebound was less than expected. June durable orders was the positive thing on the market. It showed better than expected gains. And then the big event was a first look at second quarter GDP. Released on Friday. The overall growth exceeded expectations at 2.1%, when 1.9% was expected. As expected, the strength was seen in personal consumption, so the consumer remains very active and happy. And also, as expected, weakness was seen in inventories exports because those were so big in the first quarter, and then non-residential investment. One surprise and one thing for the Fed to consider is the core price index component of GDP, which is a measure of inflation in the second quarter, rose to 2.4%, when 1.9% was expected. You know, the Fed's going to be interested in anything having to do with, you know, inflation, price changes.
Right.
Dave, looking at this week, there's a lot of things to consider this week. Starts tomorrow with core PCE. You know, it's coming out before the Fed meeting and is the Fed's preferred inflation indicator. It's expected to show that prices in June grew, or inflation rose to 1.7%. That's up from 1.6% in May. Also, tomorrow comes the July consumer confidence in the June pending home sales. Actually, it's July consumer confidence, so it's kind of
data. Yeah.
And then the Fed meeting on Wednesday. Statement will be released at 2, followed by a press conference. A 25 basis point cut is widely expected. And as I mentioned, according to the CME group, there's now one in four chance that the cut will be 50 basis points. Later in the week, after the Fed meeting, the ISM manufacturing for July will be released. Construction spending for June will come out on Thursday. And then the jobs report comes out on Friday. 156,000 new jobs are expected, and unemployment rates expected to improve a tenth, going from 3.7 to 3.6%. So a big week for economic news, and most importantly, Fed meeting.
We'll be paying attention to this week. It's really interesting to see where interest rates are heading, and who would have thunk? We're all so busy right now. Everyone's heads down and just trying to get through the sheer massive volume of loans that are happening again. It's very good. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here, and look forward to seeing you out here at the lake one of these days.
I'll be with
this
soon.
Texas weather. Appreciate it, man. Let's take a quick break. Go over to Scott Gordon of Open Mortgage talking about the science of sales. Scott?
How many times have you been asked, what do you do? Too many to count. Most people answer with their job title. I'm a loan originator. Boring. Introducing yourself is an opportunity to communicate with story. Here are three steps to creating your story. 1, invent a main character for the listener to play a part in the story. 2, create an easy-to-follow series of events that pose a problem for the main character. And 3, finish your story with a one-step description of what you do to solve the problem. When someone asks, what do? You could reply, imagine that you're a traveler in a foreign land, and what lies between you and your destination is a wilderness of quicksand, thorns, and overgrown trails. People can't brave the wilderness alone. To make it to the other side, you need a guide, and I am that guide. My team has the best track record of getting travelers through the wilderness without getting stuck in quicksand or lost. 3 steps to a simple story to answer one of the most common questions asked. This sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's just the science of sales.
Good job. I love the science of sales. That's one of those segments that just, every time you learn something. So check out openmortgage.com to learn more about the reverse mortgage program, as well as how to join up with them if you're looking for a new home as a loan officer. Alice Alvey is here with us, CMB, Vice President of Education and Training of Union Home Mortgage. Another great shop to work for. Alice, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Well, we have a couple of really big items that are going to impact our industry over the long haul, over the next 18 months. So I'm still in shock over Joe's report with, rates might still go down, but I kind of walk through here.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just amazing. So in any case, we've been working with a couple of things in the industry that we've had now for, going on over 10 years now. So we've had what we call the GSE patch, which is part of allowing qualified mortgages or loans that have been run through DU and LP to work as a qualified mortgage. So this has been a great solution for the industry ever since we got the ATR QM rule, and we're hearing from the CFPB that they're proposing to let the GSE patch expire. So that means we'll be going through, well, what does that mean? How do you define a qualified mortgage now if you don't have automated underwriting systems, algorithms doing it for you? So as an industry, we'll be watching to see very closely, what does this mean? Then we've got Ginnie Mae setting up a proposed rule that they've got responses that are due by August 31st for stress testing for the framework for non-depository institutions. So we've got a big thing going there with trying to identify, as an independent mortgage banker, what are we going to be up against with the stress testing? So really, as an industry, whereas we're watching these big changes come about over the next 18 months, it's going to be, some really big things as we reach 2021 and say, all right, what's now going to happen with Fannie and Freddie? So we're watching that very closely for our listeners. And we've also got quite a few things that might be coming out from FHA. If you look at their list of proposed rules and advance notices of proposed rulemaking, so we'll keep you posted on that. We're expecting to definitely see something about condos coming up. Also, potentially about FHA may be moving to accept private flood insurance, which they're the big holdout there. And also some clarification on the down payment assistance funds, which we know are up against the challenges that FHA continually talks about, but expecting that we will potentially see something at the end of this year to clarify their prohibition and making sure there's a financial benefit, and also a discussion about establishing a government entity roster. So more to come on those topics as we watch the industry adjust to the changes coming up in 2021.
No lack of changes out there. You look at, the deal that Quicken Rocket Mortgage announced with State Farm. You look at the deal that was announced last week by Amazon and Realogy. I mean, there's just so much shifting sand out there, Alice. And now, then Fannie and Freddie, is there any chance? What would this world be without Fannie and Freddie? We don't know. Anyway, so good to have you here with us. Appreciate you being here and bringing us an update on the legislative stuff. Are you guys as busy at Union Home as it seems like? Every time you talk to a mortgage boy as they're exiting the building, at the end of the day, their tongues are all hanging out. They're just exhausted, putting in huge amounts of overtime, just trying to get them through the volume. Are you experiencing that as well, Alice?
Oh, absolutely. And keep in mind, we're a purchase shop, right? So, for us, it's longstanding relationships, lots of growth, lots of prep work we've done. So this is our natural trajectory on top of what's going in the market and in the market. So all is great. Job security is what we keep calling it. Right? Lots of training.
As we work, to go home to our cars thoroughly exhausted, he goes, at least I got job security. May it last through the Christmas holidays. That's all I ask. That's so true. Alice, thanks so much for being here with us. Really appreciate you and being here from the very beginning. Great, great contributions. Appreciate it. If you want to listen to Alice's segment, you can go to our website, Lickin' on Lending, download each one of the updates. A lot of people do. It's probably one of the most downloaded ones of all the ones out there. That and Alan's are just amazing how much content is being downloaded from our website. So check it out, LickinOnLending.com. Let's go over to KnowledgeCoop and to hear from Nathan. Their platform's powered by the Smart Digital Platform. Nathan?
Hey, Nathan here from the Knowledge Cube. Are you a teacher or coach, either professionally or aspirationally? Then let me share these words from Ben Franklin as inspiration. Tell me and I forget, teach me and I may remember, but involve me and I learn. Benjamin Franklin's famous quote has since been proven by science and educators, and they now call it experiential learning, and it's sage advice for anyone in the mortgage industry. So do you have some training to do? Then check out the Knowledge Cube for fun and easy video-based training for mortgage professionals out there. And it's all powered by a smart digital platform.
Yeah, it is a smart platform, and it's just getting smarter. Check it out, KnowledgeCube.com. Alan, good to have you here. Were your ears burning? I was in Orlando, and Les Parker drove down, and Beth drove down from South Carolina, and we had Joe drive over from Clearwater. And we were all sitting around meeting, and then we went over to the Finastra meeting. And I'll be doggone, your name, you're well-known in the tech circles, friend, really well-known.
Well, that's good to know. Hopefully soon I will be known in the coffee circle, because I'm about to give you some statistics about coffee. So anyways, appreciate the ringing of my name without me knowing, so that's great. Always good to hear. So the NCA, it's called the National Coffee Data Trends 2019.
Yeah.
Did you know that 63% of American adults drink coffee daily? And it's steady with 2018. But from 2016 to 2018, the numbers were staggering. They were actually increasing and increasing and increasing. And, you know, it's so evident what they're talking about. Yeah, I did some research in that quick couple minutes we had there. And, you know, they say it's so evident in emerging consumer behaviors. You know, sound familiar, right? Emerging consumer behaviors.
And it was emerging last. It was emerging in a new way for me today, that's for sure. Oh, that was gross. Anyway,
yeah.
Yes.
It almost sounds like the movie Stranger Things that I know a lot of us have watched because of our kids. Like, you had a demigorgon coming out of you. Driven by younger coffee drinkers. Again, sound familiar in our industry. We're seeing a gradual but steady increase in the share of coffee prepared out of the home and consumed after breakfast. And the under 40 demographic continues to be a formidable force in the coffee market. And they're driving remarkable growth and change in the amount of coffee and the way that we drink it. And so right after that, another quick article came up that I was very intrigued by. And it says, what a cup of coffee says about banks in the fintech environment. And get this, as we focus on what our customers think about us, the article talks about this. It was at Medium. It talks about, given my profession, I generally bank with more digitally advanced and innovative banks. And then he says, that's why I stand in line for my daily coffee at the shop next to my office. And I often wonder what banks know about me. I'm a regular being here. And he says, I've been using my credit card with my bank to buy at this coffee shop for 7 years. And by my estimation, the author says, I'm going on 1,500 absolutely delicious cups. And have yet to come across many other regulars who our bank has offered us some type of reward for doing coffee right here or drinking coffee. And so what he's saying is, do our banks, with all these fintech providers we work with, do they really know us? And do they really know what makes us tick? So very interesting. You know, we're all focused on the consumer. If you just Google digital mortgage and you sort in the last month, you will see nothing but trends and studies. Some of the same old stories, some of the new stories, all about how consumers are thinking and how we need to attract and define and work in those different areas, right? And so I thought the first thing I wanted to talk about today was State Farm and Rocket, and how intriguing, right? You know, who would have thought that the in-person insurance agent, that physical connection they have, would start offering Rocket mortgage loans, right? But that's what they set out to do. And ultimately, you know, they talk about how the customers increasingly prefer and relying on digital tools. So everyone's identified that. But mortgage and insurance customers have struggled with these tools when it comes to handling more complex transactions. Think about that. You have a home. You're looking to refinance. You have your home loan today with State Farm. Why wouldn't that conversation happen? Or how could you start that conversation?
That's right.
So State Farm obviously looking to maintain market share, but it is a very interesting angle. More on that if you search for it on Google. You know, David, another thing I wanted to mention, there's a company that we don't talk about much in the program. I've known them for a very long time. They do such a good job The company's called Mortgage Coach. They just released what they call their Advice Engine. You know, I don't know many of you know Joe and David over there.
Yeah, I know them well. They're good guys.
Yeah, they do such a good job. They give back is what they really do. And, you know, if you have a chance to meet with Dave Savage, he'll just unleash and tell you everything you want to know about the customer and how to introduce a concept of a mortgage to them. Anyways, they just put out what they call their Advice Engine. What they're saying, it has now brand new visual loan comparisons. It's generated in seconds, pre-configured strategies. So they've got all these groups and all this feedback over the last couple of years they've been collecting, and that's all included. They have over 20 different integrated partners. You want to check it out. They say, of course, their TCA, their total cost analysis, is 50% faster. And then also, I wanted to mention this real quick. Mizmo has just announced, now it has to go for public opinion at the end or the middle of August, but remote online notarizations, RON, new standards that allow for the audio and visual communication devices for that notarization process, all now part of the industry's data standard. So you want to take a look at that. If you're involved in Mizmo, this is definitely a big change. I know that about a year or 2 years ago, a couple of my friends are on some of the different Mizmo governance committees, and they mentioned how Mizmo is looking to move beyond just the transaction of data and get more into the business of data. And this clearly is one of those next steps. I'm sure there's a lot of other great things coming to Mizmo. And by the way, not an advertisement for Mizmo, but if you're not a part of that organization and you want to be, it's a great place, one, to interact with other industry professionals, but two, to be a part of a changing industry. So you want to check that out. And, you know, David, because of the coffee, I changed my segment around. It doesn't matter because it's a bigger piece that I wanted to talk about, but it's data, 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 right? We talked about coffee data. We talked about State Farm data.
Yep.
I did introduce a brand new acronym. I'll give it out. It's a teaser for next week. It's called DWTUT. It's really Decide Where to Use Technology. It's such a big thing. We've talked these past weeks about how to plan, how to hire the right people, how to do QA, but we didn't talk about really how to identify and where to use it, and that includes data. So we'll talk about that next week. Don't forget, it's DWTUT, and keep on drinking coffee.
Keep on drinking coffee, except when you're doing a podcast and about ready to go live. Don't suck that gulp. Anyway, that's a bad time. Anyway, yeah, I'm still getting feedback on your diaper, the connected with your iPhone diaper app. I'm still getting feedback on that. People going, where is this all going to? What are we going to have sensors in next?
It was on CNN. I was watching
CNN watches us and listens to it. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So the diaper thing is real, and if you've got new kids or you've got grandkids, head out and get yourself a digital diaper.
Yeah, so if you're drinking too much, then you'll forget to change your diaper. The phone will remind you.
Right.
It's too funny. Your kids need a diaper change. Oh, that's still so funny. Anyway, Alan, thanks so much. You always bring us some great content and every week. Appreciate you being here. We talk about different companies that have a lot of open APIs, but Finastra is to another level of opening up APIs. It is going to be probably one of the most easy to connect to system. And what is the power of that? Explain that to our listeners.
Well, as a financial institution, you own this data. And that's really open banking, to keep it short, is about having access to your data to create a better experience and to be more compliant and to be more risk adverse. It's really about you own this data, have access to it. And in the past, many of these banking platforms, call them core banking platforms, have been very restrictive as to access to that data or access to additional services. And so open banking is a concept where it is I would hate to use the word, you can't just become a digital bank, right? But it's thinking about a digital bank, and it's thinking about how to have access and the ability to integrate and have additional services and be able to have a more well-rounded experience. And so what Finastra is doing, and I heard on the podcast Breaking Banks, which I turned you on to, is really being able to interact with a core banking system and other systems and being able to create a new experience and create a very personalized experience beyond. And so it goes much deeper than that, but that's the quick description I'll give you.
That's good. Well, I tell you, APIs, having open APIs, I mean, really open, not open to the point where your data is at risk. That's what they're really doing. It's really interesting to see how they're finding that balance between protecting your data and doing open APIs. Really fascinating. Check out Finastra.com. You're looking for an industry leader. they're going to be, I predict, one of the most watched companies in the nation. And they're getting some awards and national recognition on the on that front. So we're thrilled to have them as a sponsor. Check them out at finastra.com. Now, this ends our mortgage update, where we're calling our mortgage update. And at this point, if you're listening to this on a downloaded basis, we end this part of the program. We take a break, and then we go into the Hot Topic segment. So if you're wanting to listen to any one of these, the whole live program, if you're listening to live, you're going to hear the whole program nonstop all the way through, obviously, as you are today. But in the downloads, if you say, well, I want to listen to the Hot Topic segment, just stay tuned. Just move right on. It'll go to the next program set up.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Rezax, Warehouse Lending Division, as well as the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist.